8:06 now as we plow through the fourth hour of 4 hours of morning broadcast history. If you missed the first 3 hours of the show, please do subscribe to our podcast and download so you'll catch every moment. An hour ago, we had Joe DeGeneva here, former U.S. Attorney for the District, and he gave us his analysis of today's first day of jury selection in the Trump criminal trial in Manhattan. You're going to want to hear that interview, so go ahead and download it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Julie Gunlock.
Good morning.
And Julie, we have Tom Fitton now to give us his perspective as well on what I believe can only be described as a kangaroo court at this point. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to be with you both. Good morning.
It's so unnerving to see the way the media is covering this. And they wanted this headline, Donald Trump facing a criminal trial in Manhattan. But it should be pointed out that the charges against Donald Trump, if it were anyone else at any other time in our history, wouldn't have even been felony charges or criminal charges, right? These were they actually went out of their way to change the law just to go after him here.
Yeah, I mean, in many ways, this is an abomination unto law, right? And it's not a question of no one else would have been charged. These aren't crimes. As I was calling it over the weekend, maybe dating myself, the Seinfeld prosecution, indictments and prosecutions about nothing. He did nothing wrong in detailing these payments related to the confidentiality agreement. Those aren't even real misdemeanors in any sense of the word. And what they're trying to do is, because they have statute limitations issues, which would typically prevent, because of the passage of time, crimes from being prosecuted, they want to change those into felonies, right? And the felonies would be federal campaign finance violations. So the new rule is that it's perfectly appropriate to use campaign finance funds to pay confidentiality agreements. Who knew? You can be sure if he had done that, he'd be prosecuted. Hmm. This is a show trial. This is a kangaroo court proceeding, as you say. Judge Merchant is a Democrat politician. Bragg is a politician. The judge himself should be recused and is conflicted and arguably violated ethics norms in giving monies to Joe Biden. We've literally a Biden supporter who was giving money to him while on the bench trying to jail his political enemy. And I tell you, you know, this is a failure for the judicial system. Our institutions are failing that Trump is facing jail time for doing absolutely nothing. Our country is weakened as a result, and it has national security implications because it's so destabilizing and weakens us in the eyes of our friends and, most dangerously, our enemies.
Tom, you're in the legal profession. You sort of, you know, understand the legal profession.
Well, I would
broadly.
Many would argue with you on that.
Okay, but what is so confusing to a lot of people is that there doesn't seem to be any costs to this abuse of the courts. There's no the bar doesn't come out. The New York City bar doesn't, or state bar doesn't, in any way move to get a hold of this abuse of the judicial system. Do you know of any attempts or anyone? I mean, Jonathan Turley is on the other side, obviously, and he's warned about this. But are there any institutions, legal institutions, actually trying to fix this corruption?
Well, to date, no. There have been some curtailing of the worst of the abuses in New York. Maybe the test will be met and the path that they will pass later. But in the meantime, our elections are being compromised. Right now, the election's rigged, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. You had the president. President Trump has had to spend countless monies, obviously time and attention that otherwise would have been focused on the campaign, to keep himself out of jail from these political prosecutors. You know, and I was joking earlier, Julie, I'm not a lawyer, but you don't need to be a lawyer to see what's happening here. And I tell you, Putin sees what's happening here, and the judicial system, as you've highlighted, the legal system has failed. I mean, you're highlighting the bar. If you're a lawyer defending Trump, you're putting your whole legal license on the line because the left has taken over those proceedings and are trying to, as we've seen here in D.C. and in California with John Eastman, here in D.C. with Jeff Clark, take your bar license if you dare to dispute an election and do what every other lawyer has been doing since time immemorial on election matters. These are dangerous times for our republic.
Yeah.
Our republic is falling as we sit here up in New York.
And it goes even further than that, because there was an ask for a change of venue to Staten Island, not to Mississippi, but to Staten Island, so that there might be a better jury pool. That was denied. Donald Trump has raised the fact that this judge is an activist, and his daughter has raised money on this whole issue for Democrats in elected office, and he's now being gagged. He's not allowed to speak his mind publicly about charges against him. I mean, it's from beginning to end, this looks like something out of the Mao government or the Stalin government.
Yeah, this is really and truly an anti-constitutional process that has been embarked upon up in New York City. And, and the danger is, and maybe it's not a significant danger since Republicans and conservatives don't abuse process the way Democrats have been doing, at least to date, is that you get local prosecutors start prosecuting presidents willy-nilly all over the country.
Yeah.
I mean, if the new rules are, you can be prosecuted as a former president, and there are really no standards that, as you were highlighting earlier, Julie and Larry, that apply to you in the sense that you're below the protection of the law, all bets are off. What a way to disrupt our republic.
Well, and George Stephanopoulos sort of tipped his hand here over the weekend with Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, because he was saying, would you still support Donald Trump if he was convicted of a felony? See, that's all they want. They want this seed. They've done the polling. They've done their test marketing on this. And there appear to be a handful of Americans who will change their mind about voting for Donald Trump if he is, in fact, convicted. And, of course, they're trying to tag other Republicans running for office in the House or the Senate with this, too. Oh, you're supporting a guy who's being convicted of a felony. Does that work? Is that going to work, Tom? Because, again, it's using our criminal justice system as a political weapon. Everybody sees it.
Well, you have to presume there's going to be a number of voters who are skeptical of Trump if he gets convicted. Certainly, they may be skeptical of him now. And it's I don't necessarily blame them. I would want them to pay more attention to see that the process is rigged. But the left relies on the American people and their good faith in the rule of law. And, if you get convicted, many people are going to draw a conclusion. Maybe you did something wrong. So I understand that the Trump campaign are trying to make lemonade out of a lemon by highlighting his increased popularity despite these prosecutions. But there's no politician in America who wants to be prosecuted and face loss of his freedom and his assets and his businesses, et cetera. Otherwise, they'd be, if that was the case, you'd have politicians lining up at the courthouse asking to get indicted all the time.
Tom Fitt and Judicial Watch, we got to leave it there. It's always a great conversation, though. Really appreciate you joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.